If during the crypto frenzy of 2021, you took money out of your retirement account, such as a 401k or an IRA, and you took that money out early and you put it into crypto, and then that crypto tanked, and now it's not worth anything, or it's worth a lot less than what you bought it for, but now you're stuck with the big tax bill from the retirement account distribution, then my friend, you have a lot in common with today's questioner. I'm going to get to his question in a moment. But for now, let me introduce myself. My name is Logan Alec. I'm a CPA. I own Choice Tax Relief. We help folks with tax problems, such as the one I just described, and other tax problems, of course. And we're seeing this a lot right now, folks. I want to say at least every week, we get at least one phone call or form fill on our website or book consultation from someone who fits this profile, right? They took money out of their retirement account, put in a crypto lost money, but they still have the bill for their early retirement account distribution. So let's get to the question here. The question is from Wildhawk975. I recently got a letter from the IRS saying that I owe taxes 2021 for the withdrawals I had made from my retirement fund. I use it to pay bills and some to invest in crypto, which I have claimed as a loss in 2022. I'm not in a position to pay the huge tax the IRS is asking. What are my options? So, what are his options? The tax event, the income, right? The taxable income event, the retirement account distributions happened in tax year 2021. The crypto losses he said he claimed in 2022. A common question we get. Hey, I took the money out in 21. I had losses in 22. Can I carry back those crypto losses to offset kind of the source of the money I put into the crypto, which is the IRA withdrawals? Unfortunately, the answer to that question is no. You can't do that. That's not a thing. You can't apply this capital loss in a future year to offset ordinary income in a previous year. That's just not a thing, right? So there's nothing that this individual can do on the liability side, okay? He owes what he owes. That 2022 capital loss, right, for the crypto, it would offset any other capital gains he had during the year, and then any excess he could apply $3,000 a year towards ordinary income in 2022, and you know, for years going forward at $3,000 a year until the capital loss carry forward is extinguished. But that 2021 debt, there's nothing you can do to reduce that liability. That's it. That's what it is. So now the question is there anything on the collectability side? Liability is established, nothing we can do about it. Is there any solution on the collectability side, the tax relief side, that we could do to help this guy? Now, he doesn't give a lot of details, really no details about his situation other than he's not in a position to pay the huge tax. But really, now it's just a matter of, okay, what tax relief options do you qualify for? If this guy was watching my channel, I'd say, look, watch my video on the tax debt relief programs. Link to that video right here at the top of the screen. Do the math, work through the 433A, or if you're going for an offer, a 433 OIC, figure out what your net disposable income is according to the IRS's math, okay? If you have, big disposable income, where if you multiply the disposable income you have every month over the number of months you have left, over the number of months the IRS has left to collect, which is generally 10 years after when you filed your 2021 tax return, well, really the best you're going to qualify for is probably some kind of installment agreement, right? And then the negotiation is, well, over how long, right? If this individual has very little disposable income, even after capping expenses to IRS standards, and I've talked about these in other videos, and he doesn't have any equity in assets or accessible equity in assets, he may qualify for some kind of a hardship-based program, such as CNC, a partial payment installment agreement, or maybe even an offer in compromise, okay? And that's the stuff I talk about day in and day out on this channel, right? And if you need an introduction to what those are, watch my video that kind of gives an overview of all the tax debt relief programs. That video, a link to that video is now appearing on the upper left-hand side of your screen. And you can also check out all my tax relief videos. The whole playlist is on the bottom left-hand side of the screen. But yeah, for this guy, nothing you can do on the liability side. Now it's just a collectability case. Okay, what can we do to pay as little as possible of what you owe the IRS? Okay. Just like any other tax bill. All right, folks. Thanks so much for watching this video. I'll see you in the next one. Okay. Bye-bye.